We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Lights out, faithful. You already know it's your boy EE, and I needed to make you aware of Low Tide City, which is happening May 11th through the 12th in beautiful Round Rock, Texas. That's right, in the Kalahari Resort. Listen, head over to start.gg/LowTideCity2024 because you can use the code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off of your registration, or hit that QR code that you see right there on your screen as well. Again, enter that code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off of your registration, and we'll see you there, man. Whole Lights Out squad, get ready. 3, 2, 1. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another delicious, tasty, and sizzling episode of Lights Out. This will be at Lights Out episode 52, presented by our friends at Prize Picks. Don't mind the random Negroes in the back with Cosmos. I do believe he knows them. From all accounts. And one thing I do know.
Most of them.
And one thing I know you guys should know is I know you've been using that Low Tide City code because Low Tide City has graduated from a C to a B tier. So make sure you guys keep registering for that event over there in Texas. Keep gassing it up and using that code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off of your registration. But without further ado, I will like to turn the floor over to you, my friend Cosmos. How are we feeling on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a lot going on. I just got back from Diamond Dust, the tournament that happened last weekend, and I'm still getting situated because I just moved out of my apartment into Sylvanas' house, and I'm going to be here for a couple of months. And yeah, content grind starting up again, still grinding the game. I have another tournament this weekend. We're chilling, big chilling.
Is this what happens when you no longer have a sponsorship? You just get evicted and you have to move in with a close friend of yours? Because I'm noticing...
I don't know.
Light is getting towards that territory too, but he's still sponsored, so tell me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if that's true, because Light's doing the same exact thing. Actually, he was doing it first, and he's been sponsored longer than I have. Like, he had a sponsor before I got sponsored, then I got sponsored, and then I left the sponsor, and he was still sponsored. So, well, I think it's just a niggas thing.
You know what? You might be right. And you know what else is a Negro thing? Well, I guess plugging, because it's time to plug the newest family member of Lights Out. Guys, I want to welcome in Advanced GG, okay? Check them out. You can use the code LIGHTSOUT to get 10% at checkout. We are going to be giving this revenue all to Light to help him once again in his search to get a home.
I need it now too.
Yeah, okay, buddy. You're not in your car, so calm down. They stepped in very last minute and decided to partner with us for a couple of months. So if you're into some good energy that packs a good punch to tighten you up, well, let me tell you something. It's no secret to how I'm getting through this episode, all right? So check out our friends at Advanced GG. You can do that via the Twitch chat with an exclamation point Advanced GG. Or if you're watching on YouTube, of course, it'll be in the description below. So check out those awesome homies. We're going to be doing some giveaways with them as well, too. Obviously, U.S. and Canada only. Sorry. But with that said, Cosmos, talk to me a little bit. How was your Diamond Dust experience? Ninth place finish. So once again, bridesmaid, never the bride. But you're getting closer and closer to crack. What, did that nigga just have a sword? What? What's going on in there, bro?
Hey man, shit be going down here, bro. You don't know what niggas got to be dealing with over in Ohio, man. I'm telling you, these alien allegations, they not fake. The solar eclipse just happened, bro. You don't know what we're dealing with over here. It was a totality one over here.
You know, it's funny that, you know, I'll pause for a second because you mentioned that solar eclipse. Did you see my tweet that took over Twitter and went viral?
I did.
Look at this.
Stolen tweet. Yeah.
Look at this. I said, put this next to the Mona Lisa. It's a picture of the Waffle House under the eclipse. Now, it's not a stolen tweet because this is actually a picture from 2017, which I did not know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But look at that. 30,000 retweets, almost 300,000 likes, over 10,000 bookmarks. I got bot DMs from people. I don't know who's real, who's a bot, who's an Elon stooge, who's an OF thot. I don't know what's going on. I just know my DMs have been swarmed, baby. They've been swarmed, and for good reason. You know what I'm saying? So shouts to the eclipse for getting me a nice check next week for them Elon bucks. You know what I'm saying?
Do you actually get paid for Twitter?
Of course.
Stuff like that?
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
I mean, you got to make a little, yeah. I mean, you got to do something to get something. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something to get something. You know what I'm saying? That's just life, though. Y'all might learn that the hard way.
Facts.
But you did something at Diamond Dust, ninth place. Tell me a little bit about your run, my guy. I want to hear what led to this.
I mean, I had a pretty... I won't say satisfying, but that's a pretty good but not satisfying weekend, because obviously I really wanted to win that tournament. I really wanted to play both of the Quorum players, Shattuck and Nell. We'll be talking to Shattuck later on.
Yep.
But I definitely felt like I had the ability to win that tournament, let alone top eight. And I did get a good amount of runbacks because my bracket was full of people that I lost to. Because the first person that I notably, well, I had to play Linus, the Bowser player. He's pretty good. But the first person that I had to play against outside of my pool was Aiken, which is somebody that I played 2 years ago at Genesis.
Aiken, yep.
Genesis 8, I believe. And I was shitting on him the entire time. I was up 2-1. I was about to win game 4. And then my controller just shit itself. And I just started side being off stage. Quite literally, I did it 3 times. If I do that 3 times in a row, it's not me. And there was something definitely wrong with my controller, so I had to get a new one. But I side beat off stage game 4 when I had the winning Forest Mask. And then I did the same thing game 5 twice, so I lost both my leads and just lost the set. So it was pretty nice to be able to play him again and get my run back. It's pretty unfortunate that it was that happened at a basically P tier, and I got my run back at a B+ tier. But it's still like a nice... comfy win for me. And then after that, I had to play Beast Mode Paul again. Definitely choked because I definitely had the set. I played a lot better than I did at Cirque, though, which is still promising for me. But yep. I feel like I won't say I should have won because I don't like saying that, but I definitely could have played a lot better and I could have closed out a lot of scenarios to go up multiple games. So I think I'm 100%, not 100%, but I'm definitely very, very confident the next time that I play him. But I was very, very frustrated when I lost to him, which is why I was very frustrated to the point where I didn't want to play anymore. And it's been a while since I felt like that, which is how I know that I really do care again. And I really am trying really hard again, because it's been a while since I felt like that. But I had to get rid of that feeling because doesn't matter what tournament I go to, I have the most unfortunate bullshit bracket at every tournament, like a collision that to run into Spargo, and then I lost that, made it to 17th again, and then had to run into Leo. Every time I'm at 70 place, I always have to play some hot fucking garbage. And this time, the Buzz got upset by a Kazuya player, Mirai, I think, and he likes to play against Kazuya. He's just like, he says that it's one of his favorite matchups out of the DLC to play. Wow. So the fact that he just got 3-0'd is pretty crazy. So I had to play him, and I was extremely frustrated, so I had to get that out of my system. Took a minute, took a breather. Basically, like, pseudo-meditated, because I can't be pissed whenever you play. You can't be pissed and play against the Buzz. You can't be angry and play against a super defensive player like the Buzz or a super aggressive player like Cola, or else they'll just... wash your shit like forever. Like, it's horrible. But yeah, I played against the Buzz,
And it was probably one of, if not the longest set I've ever played in my life. Not only because multiple games were about to go to time and one of the games did go to time, but also because in between each game, he was stalling like 2 to 3 minutes deciding which character he wants to go. Like, we
really
sat down,
really?
And then I plugged in and then we went to the character select screen. And then obviously I'm going Aegis. So I'm like, what character are you going? He's like, I don't know yet. Let me think about it. That's literally exactly word for word what he said. And then he stopped, sat there for like 2 minutes. Dark Wizzy was across the table just laughing the entire time while he was playing because the buzz was just sitting there thinking. It's like, this motherfucker is not real. And then he picked Olimar, and then like the rest is history. But it felt very, very good. Because I felt like I was playing very well the entire set. Obviously, I like with a set going that long, it was like 35, 40 minutes. With a set going that long, you're bound to make some mistakes because that's a marathon you have to play against. So I did 100%. Make some missing inputs. I did not always make the correct play every single time, which is why I ended up going game 5 because I definitely could have won game 2 or game 3 rather. And I definitely could have, I definitely could have won game 2 because I was up and then I just got basically smash 4 Luma up aired. And then I definitely could have won game 4, but I got smash 4 Luma comboed, which was pretty cool. And then game 5, I was like, I'm just going to try to play. I told myself game 5 is just one more game. I just have to play basically perfect for one game. And
that's
basically what I did.
I'm going to put it on screen right now. I want you to describe this comeback that you made against the Buzz game 5 with like 18 seconds. Go.
Right. I mean, so I was basically like, I have to kill him. So I get him off stage and I have to Flaming Nova him because that's the only move that lingers and doesn't make me SD. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go Mithra. And the only way I can bring this back is if I do one Mithra combo. And I see him at 38 and I'm like, okay, that's literally any hit gets me at least 40%. So if I hit him once, I bring this back. So since I see Luma across the stage, I just run at him because I know he's going to try to call back Luma. And I just catch him trying to call back Luma and I hit him. And do the 43% combo. And then as I see that, I have to go to ledge. And I'm like, I don't know if that does enough damage. So I'm on ledge and I have to like look where Rosalina is, where Luma is, and look at my percent. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm actually winning. And then I'm like, oh shit, there's 3 seconds left. So I just go under the stage and just try to stall out. And he almost hit me. I definitely should have side beat instead. That was actually a mistake. If he called back Luma fast enough, he actually probably could have hit me with Star Bits and probably got the lead back. But obviously, you got 5 seconds left. We're both tense and fucking stressed out. I definitely just had more clutch genes in that scenario than he did.
There's a video. It's like a side cam video. It's not that good quality, so I'm not going to put it up. But it shows you like jumping up and then like you like Naruto run to like the other side of the venue. What was that about? Were you just like, it is unbelievable? You just made that crazy clutch game.
Yeah, dude. I never thought that I lost because if I see him under 50%, I'm like, okay, that's pretty much one average Mithra combo. If I kill him and get one hit, I can do that. I'm just surprised that it happened with 5 seconds to go and that I actually played it outright to see the screen, see my entire scenario, and then actually make the right decision to go off stage. And also, it's just that for like the past however long, 6 months, year even, those scenarios are usually scenarios that I would often lose. So the fact that I was able to clutch that out, and something that actually made me feel even better about that is the fact that Nao came up to me after that and said that he feels like I've been getting better at games fives.
Nice.
I feel like I've been getting a lot better at game fives recently because I had a game 5 against Leon, I had a game 5 against Aiken, and I clutched that out. I had a game 5 against someone else too, and then I had a game 5 against the Buzz, and I clutched that out. Granted, I lost the Buzz to the Buzz last time, but every other time I played him, like at Summit, we were game 5. He was about to win, and then he made a mistake offstage, and I edgeguarded him at like 30%, and he died. Same thing happened at Glitch where we were last hit game 5 and he threw Pikmin and my side B just hitbox lingered and he ran into it. So there's a lot of scenarios where I played the Buzz in his game 5 last hit and I somehow, he always brings out my clutch genes. That's basically what happens. So I feel kind of bad for him to be on the other side of that, but I'm going to take it because it gives me confidence for the rest of the
yeah.
ranking system.
Rough tournament for DeBuzz getting 17th, but after DeBuzz, you beat the Kirby player, and then you know, so you were past 13th. Had to play Leo for ninth, which we'll get into later because I do want to discuss Leo's Roy a little bit later. So I think that'll be we'll table the conversation there. And we'll revisit that for sure. But good stuff on ninth. I do want to bring in somebody else who was at Diamond Dust. Let me at them and let them know that. Is Light? He said hi.
I guess.
Wait, hold
I
on.
Guess so,
join? Question mark. All right, hold on. Wait. Let me see if
Light. I guess he's back. Early.
We're trying to figure out who like is Light joining or is Shattuck joining. Okay. We'll let Light join. Let me add Shattuck and be like, are you okay waiting 20 minutes?
You know what was funny? I'm actually going to ask him because randomly during the tournament, or I think it was after his tournament and after the Saturday day of my tournament, he randomly messaged me at like 4 a.m. saying, yo, you up? And obviously I wasn't because I had bracket the next day at like 11 or noon.
Oh. Is he here?
Do I voice or video? Do I sound bad?
Put that video on, ma. We miss your face.
Bring it up.
Put that video on, ma.
Down.
Huh? Oh.
Doesn't sound good?
Yeah, you sound fine. You're good. You're only here for like 10 minutes. It's no big deal.
Light, he's not here.
Welcome to the 10-minute Light. Yeah, I literally just got to my house. Welcome to the 10-minute Light segment coming at you live right now. Visiting, wow, Cosmos, where the hell are you?
I'm in Solana's basement.
That's a nice basement.
The whole team is getting evicted.
You're next, Jim.
What do you want? You want me here for 5? That's actually true. He is next. But anyways, you want me here for 5 minutes. What's up? What you want?
Okay, so we want to hear about your... First of all, congratulations on once... Huh?
No, one said nothing about your basement, bro.
Oh, like, Sylvana's basement.
We complimented you, bro.
Oh, okay. I was making sure that was the case.
Hey, now get out my basement. Sorry.
That guy is insane.
This is why I don't join anymore. Every time I join, something goes wrong.
It's fine. Well, congratulations on once again defending Connecticut by winning CT GamerCon. No one's ever won more than you, so good stuff on that. Has some stiff competition with people like Ling, Zomba, and Jackal there. Tell us a little bit about your experience in the run there, Light. We're curious how you got that dub.
That shit was free as fuck. There ain't nothing to tell, bro. I saw Zomba. I was like, it ain't nothing. Matter of fact, Zomba was supposed to get DQ'd because he showed up an hour late, and I switched my bracket with his so that he could play, and I had to play earlier, which could have fucked me over because Guy was supposed to show up and fuck Luigi, but he didn't show up. We take those. So my run was free as fuck. Ling Ling SD'd. Free as fuck. But, for real, though,
I have a hard Jackal, though.
I did drop a set of the Jackal. My hardest sets were definitely Ling, Jackal, and Zomba. Ling Ling has been playing very well versus me. I gave him like a bit of advice lately, and I feel like ever since I gave him the advice, he's been playing even better, which, you know, fuck me. But I mean, that's how I get better, if he gets better. So he was doing really good. Unfortunately, he has D, and from that point, I knew it was over because not only was he just not going to be like, he's not tied with me anymore, I just wasn't nervous anymore. So it's like, okay, I'm going to wash you now. So after that, I fought Zomba. Me and Zomba and Jackal were both in pretty shitty positions in terms of our sleep schedule because we just didn't take care of ourselves. I was on like 3 hours of sleep. I drank 4 Red Bulls that day.
Wow. But we only drink really, we only drink Advance now, baby, our newest sponsor.
I wasn't aware of this.
Just keep talking.
Oh, they're paying me. I'm drinking it. Send me some advance.
We're going to get some. And then we're going to advance in the bracket.
Let's keep talking about the run. Shut up.
I need you to advance my paycheck.
You got paid a few days ago.
Anyways, so I was, so Ling Ling was hard, but I pulled through. I think I would have won anyways on it, obviously, because I'm just confident. But he SD'd, and it made it even easier to win. I think I 3-stocked him. Zomba, I was a bit scared of. I haven't had a lot of time to practice because of just because I've been sick. I've been looking for apartment stuff. I'm still sick. I actually just got back from the doctors. But basically, it's... Yeah, but now I sound like a sick, like sniffles or anything like that. I just have a really bad throat right now. Like my throat hurts a lot.
I told you to stop. I told you to stop going to those Diddy parties, boy.
No Diddy. No Diddy. No Diddy. No Diddy. No Diddy. No Diddy. Anyways, yeah. So I haven't been playing that much, but that doesn't really affect me as much anymore since, you know, overall I just play more like all the time now. So I practiced for like the 4 days before the tournament. That was enough. So I was a little nervous to fight Zomba. Zomba was also on a lack of sleep, just like me. We were also chugging Red Bulls. I beat him pretty convincingly. I thought it should have been 3-0. He cheesed me game three, so 3-1. And then fighting Jackal, I train with Jackal a lot when he does bad in tournaments, like in majors, and he usually like tells me what his thought process is. And it's usually that he is either playing not like how he used to play, he hasn't been practicing as much, or like he's just not believing a lot of interactions, you know? But like, I think when Jackal is fully confident, he plays a style of wolf. He plays a style of wolf that makes me feel like Fox loses the matchup. Like, I really don't enjoy fighting Jackal when he's playing peak, and I don't think most people would fight him when he's peak. That's why, like, he's so confident. It's really hard for people like Leo or like Spargo to like do really well versus him, because, you know, they're so much higher than Jackal. Jackal doesn't really get nervous versus them, so he usually plays his best. But like that variation of Jackal, I think he's like top 20, top 15 player easy, honestly.
Wow.
So when he beat Zomba, I wasn't really surprised because they play a lot. And I don't think Zomba was on his, he wasn't really on his game. And Jackal was. So like Jackal's going to run away with that. I ran away with that. So like it's just a good example. And then when he came to me, I knew what I had to do versus Jackal, but I thought I could be a little bit more aggressive than, like, I just thought I was able to be more aggressive than what I was able to be. So he ran away with that first set pretty convincingly. The games were close, but like he just took it every time. I think in a last hit scenario, Wolf just has better straight hits to beat Fox, and Wolf also just has better straight hits. Like if we trade, it's usually in Wolf's favor. And that's usually really weird because Fox is usually the one who has favorable trades versus most matchups in the game. So with Wolf, it's like really annoying when he beats you in all those trades because his hitboxes are stronger. His Nair can beat my Nair even if I'm above him, which makes no fucking sense. But yeah, that's a thing. So it's just like he was putting his hitboxes in a lot of like good places. He was moving very well. So, and I realized I was way too jittery from drinking 4 Red Bulls. So after I lost the first set, I immediately got up and I got some water. So I got some water. And I was like, okay, you're like, you know, you have to camp, but like, you're like, we've got way too much energy in you right now. So I got water. I tried to calm down. I started camping a lot more. I started looking for the one option that I really had to look for. Again, not saying it, not trying to get called out on my podcast. So yeah, there was one option I really need to look out for. I looked for it a lot. And I mean, I just played way better and way, not better. I just played smarter. You know, I played smarter and we were playing the same. I just outsmarted him every time. I was hitting my 2 frames. And I mean, I defended that tournament for like the 6th or 7th year in a row.
Yep.
Made like $900, lost $400 of it gambling because it takes place in the casino. Had a great time.
Yeah, level up, Expo, bro. Same thing.
Oh, yes, God. Sir. You know, all right, to be fair, that's better than last year. You know what I did last year? Last year, I beat Jackal, made $1,000, lost all $1,000 of it. Found Jackal, got food, told him how I lost it all, and I flipped him off and said that could have been your money, but now it's no one's.
Well, it's the casinos.
Yeah. But so I mean we're growing in more ways. We're getting better at Smash. We're not losing all our money anymore, you know?
Yeah. That's listen.
And we stopped going to those Diddy parties.
That's it, man. We can sit down straight now. It feels really good. I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. You're able to hold it down in a major way. I think that's really good. And that's without even
what
like.
What was stopping you from sitting down straight before, bro?
I can't. You're breaking up. I can't hear you. Anyway, so basically, good job on winning that. I know, if I'm not mistaken, I know your next event is going to be the Invitational, right? The LG Invitational.
Did they announce the roster for that?
They did not.
I don't think they announced it at all.
They did announce it, but they didn't announce the roster. We didn't just lose the sponsor. We also lost no sponsor.
Man,
we're all free agents except Light.
Hey, guess I mean.
Come on, guys. You know we're going to be there. Best of the universe, baby.
Well, to the Patreon.
Well, good job either way. I don't know when your next event is going to be. Wow, I'm such a jokester over here. But we are proud of you, and we appreciate you taking your time. to tell us about your run. Anything else you want to let us know?
No, I think I'm starting to lag, so I don't want to botch the episode. So bye.
That was a long delay. So.
Bye. That was a very long delay. Well, we appreciate Light for coming in and taking his time to speak with us about his tournament run. You guys already know, you know, whenever we get a chance to still get him on, of course, we're going to make that happen while he's still getting situated between his apartments. But you know what? You know, that's one guy you can just never count out. And one thing you can count on with the podcast is EE is going to find a way to shill it up, baby. So I want to talk to you about today's sponsor. You probably know him, and by now I hope you love him. I'm talking about Prize Picks. Well, Phil, what the heck is Prize Picks? Well, Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America with the easiest and most exciting way to play. It's just you against the numbers, okay? It's like walking up to a baddie. She's either going to say yes or no, okay? Well, get on that app and see if you're going to win or lose. That's all it is, baby. Instead of battling thousands of players or some thirsty dudes at the bar, it's all about you and the numbers. Football season, it might be over, but the action on the floor is just heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or a fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high stakes in basketball moments this time of the year, okay? Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you could turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash, because Prize Picks is really simple to play, okay? I can make my picks and submit them in less than 60 seconds. Quick draws, withdrawals, easy gameplay, an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app, okay? Use that code in my Twitch chat, !PrizePicks. Check out their offers, their weekly promotions that lead to big payouts, like on Taco Tuesdays, which my fat ass personally really, really enjoys. So make sure you download the app today. Use the code LightsOut for your first deposit match of up to $100, okay? Code LightsOut. For your first deposit match up to $100, pick more, pick less. It's that easy, baby. Pick Prize Picks and pick Lights Out for your code. You know what I'm saying? Easy. Feeling good about that, Cosmos?
Yeah. Picking it up.
You feel like betting?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bet that Light finds a house soon.
Okay. Well, I think I know somebody that people might bet on right now. Okay. And I'm going to bring them in. We teased them. We talked about it. Now I'm going to add them. You up and let them know it's time, baby. It's time to bring on Shattuck. Yes. The young goat. Hello, Shattuck. Can you hear us?
Damn, what a nice setup.
Right?
Up. I try my best, you know.
Wow.
That's better than like every other guest we've ever had.
Yeah, you know, I used to stream like, or actually I do stream right now, but actually like early Ultimate or slash quarantine, I was a streamer. But yeah, so I got all this. What's up?
Well, Shattuck, I have a very important question to ask you right off the bat, okay? What are you? Are you Indian? Are you Spanish? Are you are you Lebanese? Oh, okay. What are you, man? I need to know. I'm very curious.
I'm Hispanic. I'm Hispanic.
Okay, Hispanic. Yeah, okay, like we got that. Yeah. All right. All right, well, hola. Good to have you here, of course, you know. Very multicultural on this channel, just so you know. Shattuck, congratulations on third place at Diamond Dust. A very impressive showing, as per usual. I got to admit, though, when you got to Winners Finals, I thought you were going to win the whole thing. I was surprised that you came up short against that little rat bastard, not the player, the character, Pikachu.
Some would say. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What's going on, man? Yeah, talk to me about it.
I thought the same thing. I always wanted to win the whole thing. But sometimes you just don't play like you. And that's kind of what happened to me. The other players just are also playing really good. And it's just like they're up here at the point in time. You're down here. And it's just like, well, you try your best. And sometimes you just come out short. And I feel like that's just what just happened.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, Shining Mark was definitely playing very, very well that entire weekend. He made Leo's Roy. I'm surprised Leo stayed Roy against him, but he made it look like everybody was not just measuring up to him that entire tournament.
Yeah. Like, he was playing really clean. And, like, the players I lost to are, like, both players I beat him before. And so I was going into both of the sets thinking, like, okay, well, no reason why I should lose. But the entire weekend, actually, I was just like, I do not like how I'm playing. And that's how I actually always feel. But I ended up, like, essentially, like, focusing up throughout the tournament, but that did not happen this time. I was like, oh. Well,
So, do you feel like you're a player that, like, you don't necessarily start out
at 100% at the start of the bracket, but you start scaling up and gaining steam as the bracket goes on?
I think like generally, yeah, but sometimes I start off hot. Like, and when that happens, I'm like, oh, like today's the day. But generally it's like I start off like kind of mid. But I have faith in myself to like actually like speed up, but that did not happen. I'm just like, bro. But it is what it is. Yeah.
You're a very nice guy, Shad, because I know a couple people who would be like, man, I lost to some ass players. I'ma just keep it real. And that's just because, you know, somebody plays Steve or somebody plays, you know, I get it. But you single-handedly, I mean, you in my opinion. Go ahead.
If you were to analyze the gameplay and see what's really happening, you'd just be like, oh yeah, good one. Why did you do that? Yeah. Definitely some questionable characters.
You don't respect Steve players, do you? You don't respect them. You all right?
As a Corrin player, I do not like be hating on them as much as every other character base, because my character actually has a chance, okay. I feel. But sometimes I'd be looking at the options. I'm like, oh, so you went neutral with Roland up tilt. And then next time you did Roland up tilt again. And then nothing changed.
Yeah. Okay.
they chose the character, so good for them.
Good for them. Well, I think you have single-handedly been the strong runner of this Corrin revolution, okay? Which I've been talking about for a while. But we have people who are Corrin deniers, okay? People who refuse to admit that Corrin is a good character or piloted by crazy. Good players, okay?
That's crazy.
Now I
who would think that?
Who would think that? Well, Cosmos, I think you might be in that category. So now that we have Shattuck here, okay, you didn't get to meet him in bracket, but you get to meet him right now. Tell him your real feelings about Corrin, Jim. Let's hear it.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk that shit.
There's nothing to say.
Oh, here we go.
I've said it every
here we go.
Episode for the past 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Shattuck is good as fuck, and he's elevating mid. That's what he's doing. He's elevating mid. It's like, I feel like you know how I feel right now. Right now, I feel like I'm Nairo. I feel like I'm Nairo talking about Cloud, and with how Spargo was just destroying everybody with Cloud, and nobody else was doing it. And Nairo talking about how Cloud sucks, and then everybody just keeps getting farmed by Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't play against them. And I feel like that's me right now, because I'm not making it to the Corrin players. And obviously, last time I beat Shattuck, it was like a year ago. It was game 5, last hit. But I still feel like I wasn't playing that well. And I still feel like I would have done a lot better.
I feel like I wasn't playing that well. If you wanted my opinion, but I definitely feel like I wasn't playing that well. But
this is a year ago. That's great. Okay.
We could have played at Diamond Dust, but something happened that didn't happen. I don't know.
Something did happen. And you know what? You better not run into me in the next bracket, because that Swift 3-0 is coming.
Oh, okay. Right. And my favor.
And you know what? I might even do it with Corrin, because you need to know who the OG is. OG.
We want to go back to the other set that we played. Y'all want to look at game 1 real quick? Game 1.
That don't matter. And also, we're not even going to talk about that time where we played during quarantine online, and we did that first 10 because you picked Yoshi's Story for like every single
game. Okay, I wasn't
going to
bring that up. Hello.
All right. I'm saying some people need to know who the OG is. So you get the Corrin. Mayo, you might get the Corrin too. Y'all doing all the things that I was doing in Smash 4, and I'm happy to see it. I'm happy for y'all's success. Yeah. I'm happy that Corrin is good. She ain't great. She's good. And that's all that matters.
I don't know how much being the OG matters. Because, you know, when the going gets tough, she just said, bye, Corrin. You know, laters. You know, don't got pin no more. And we dropped her. We picked up Aegis. And we're still not up there yet. But I stuck with her because I'm loyal. But top 10 right now. And it's going good for me.
It's OG.
Definitely.
Well, you better hope you don't run into me.
Hold on. He said you're not up here. But that's crazy. You know, Shattuck, you have to know your history for the game. Do you know this man got second place at Smash World Tour?
Okay.
Right?
Second place, Smash World Tour, one Big House, Smash 4, one glitch, one shine. Have you won a major in this game? Have you won a major in either game yet?
Cirque 3 that happened about a month ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did win Cirque.
Yeah,
Have you won an S tier yet? I don't think so.
I got second beating.
Second. Oh, second. Second. Like, mm-hmm. Wait. So what comes after second?
Okay, what, wait. So what was the S tier that you won?
Glitch over Glitch. Zomba.
How do we know that was S tier?
Also,
okay, I want to turn
Shine over Tweak over okay. over Light over okay. Zomba.
Light was a tournament I won.
Second at Smash World Tour, basically a Peter over Spargo. You haven't okay. beat Spargo yet.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, you beat it. Zomba. Spargo knows how to beat Aegis, but he's talked about me before. He's like, I'm not going that character. Oh, by the way, you know I beat Chuton, right? Just so you know. You know I beat Chuton.
You
Chuton,
did
right?
beat Chuton. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You did beat him. You did beat him. Which is crazy because that match really does suck. The fact that you beat both of us, that is pretty crazy. I will give you that.
I will give you that.
All this stuff that I haven't done yet, it's just a matter of time. Like, it's really just a matter of time.
It's a matter of time, but it hasn't happened yet. Doesn't matter. We in the present. We not in the future.
We're not in the past either, huh? So why we keep bringing up that we the OG. Like, okay.
Because I'm still the OG now. No, that's not the past. That's the present, my nigga. I'm still the OG now. And I'll always be the OG. It don't matter if you win five majors.
We act like
it don't matter. It don't matter if you win five majors. It don't matter if you win 10 majors. It don't matter if you graduate college. I'm still gonna be the OG. That's me.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me reel this in a little bit. I appreciate the passion from both sides, which I think is really good. Okay, and that's good because I love the fact that players I like care. Okay, that's always very important. But I want to reel this in a little bit. So, you guys haven't had a chance to play in a little while. I think it'll make for a very good showing when you guys inevitably do play each other. But I do want to, you know, it'll be. Shattuck, you know, this is. Okay, Shattuck, let me ask you a question.
What up?
How often do you feel like you find yourself in a position where somebody's downplaying you and you gotta show them what's up? How many players have you encountered where they probably been sleeping on you and you had to put them in a coffin?
A few. Can't name any. You know, I'm not a name dropper.
Okay.
But maybe not player specific. I think at some point people started respecting me. But it's more so like the community. And the consciousness of like the match like scene. Like people just thinking like, Shattuck's like all right, but Corrin's all right. And just time and time again, gotta tell people over and over because like people just forget everything that happens. Like they're like, oh, okay, I remember that. And then something else happens and they're like, all right, okay, old news, I guess. And constantly has to remind them. And so just over and over, I'll do it until people get it in their head.
How old are you?
I can do.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
You're 16. So you do all this while, because I remember like the reason we started Lights Out a little bit later today is we had to wait for you to get out of school. So you do all this while balancing school, is that correct?
Yes.
Now let me ask you a question. Do your Smash performance and your grades in school correlate? Are you an A student, Shattuck?
I am an A student, yes,
okay,
sir.
You know how I knew you were an A student? Because you bring your A game to tournaments, okay? It goes hand in hand. 1+1 = 21. Or one, wow, 1+1+1 = 2. I had a
stay in school, Shannon.
No, I had a
don't be like this, Jim. An A student.
I had a different analogy I was going for. I choked it away. I got nervous. But yes, no, that's very good. That's very good. Okay. Tiers. Where is Corrin rank on the tier list? Go.
High tier? Top 20. I wouldn't say top. I just need everybody to know. I think the highest I've ever said Corrin was, this is like quarantine, was like top 15.
Okay.
And ever since then, that was like the highest.
To be fair, I said the same exact thing.
Yeah. You definitely
But also your tier, you're not tier list. Your matchup chart.
I need to
not
update
make
that.
Corrin
that
just, look
I,
like.
I need to update that actually. But she has like 12 bad matchups. Maybe not even.
Okay.
In my opinion.
That's pretty decent.
But I forget what I have my match chart that everybody keeps pulling up. It's like from July 2020.
What do you think about Pilot?
Why?
But I think it's because I no, like just the character, no, because the way I always like rate Corrin is I always say that she's around the same tier as Byleth, because I feel like the way that Corrin plays isn't necessarily the exact same, but like she has similar strengths and weaknesses, or similar same amount of strengths and weaknesses. And I feel like it makes her hover around the same rank on the tier list as Byleth, which is why she can perform the same way that obviously Leo was performing when he was maining Byleth.
I would say she's better than Byleth. That's just my opinion. I just value Corrin's strengths so high, and like all of her weaknesses, which are just like a lot of them are universal in my opinion, like disadvantage state. Like she just doesn't have any special thing about that. She's slow, but like that very rarely gets abused unless you're playing someone that's absurdly fast. And like her recovery, nobody be edgeguarding her unless you play an edgeguarding character or have a move that just does it for you. But pretty good character. Like Byleth, I don't know. Byleth just don't be doing it. Like Leo dropped her or
Byleth is trash. I don't know
if he's pulling her out. But I don't know.
He only pulls out Byleth for Dark Wizzy. Can we just talk about it? He only pulls out Byleth for Wizzy. It's Wizzy. Targeted. It's targeted harassment, and it needs to stop.
Or Dark Wizzy.
Okay, I'm just gonna throw it out there right there. Needs to
at
stop.
At least Wizzy's only losing to Byleth. At this point, I'm losing to Leo's
it,
random.
Was it Byleth? Was it Wizzy the only Mario that he went Byleth against?
What's the only one I remember.
I think so.
Keep it real with you.
He just lost like every other Mario, but you know,
it's tough. Now, you clearly have enough faith in this character, because I've always said I feel like this game, depending on who you play, is a two character at minimum kind of meta these days. Like, that's just my opinion. That's just what I think, right? But you, along with a handful of other people, you solo main, you do your thing, and you've had this rise to prominence has been very impressive to watch. I want to let you know something. Like I big fan of all the young players always doing it big, and you're certainly one of my favorite players right now.
Thank you.
Like, come on, man. You know I ain't fake around here, so I appreciate that. But for you, is there any chance that we could ever see a Shattuck secondary? Or are you ride or die with Corrin? Is there any chance we could see a Shattuck secondary? Do you have a secondary? I'm very curious about this.
Did you play Smash before Corrin?
Yes. I played Brawl when I was 7. Before Corrin, I didn't necessarily have a main. I went to my first tournament, saw Corrin, was winning against these random people, and I played Corrin. It's literally that simple. It's
okay.
Literally that simple. At like a con tournament in 2016. But anyways, forgot the question. Secondary. Okay,
yes.
Okay. Probably not. You know how many, it's been years. So many people telling me, yo, you should pick another character. So many times. It's actually like unbelievable. Like, like how many times people like will see me like win and they'll still be like, yeah, that's good though. But if you did it with this character, you would have been here a lot faster. And I'm just like, well, I don't know what to tell you, man, because I'm gonna get there at some point, maybe not as fast as I could have, but
right.
I don't know. Just this, but I don't feel like Corrin just fits me so well. And I just feel that way. And I've played other characters before, like not like giving them a real shot, like not realistically, but I just believe in her so much. And I don't see myself, unless I were to play someone who I lost to 10 million, million times, like that's the...
I don't know what's going on back there. I'm going to keep it real. I don't know. We're still trying to figure it out, bro. I don't know.
He just got back from work, man.
All right.
That alien's gone now. I can tell you that.
Yeah, but no, short answer, probably not.
Okay, that's fair. That's a very fair answer, and I kind of expected that low-key, I'm not going to lie. You know, personally, I think sometimes you just got that one soul main, it just fits you well, and I think you have found yours. Can you pinpoint the exact moment where you, like, had this, because I can't quite recall, but can you pinpoint this exact moment where you had this breakout that's just been a steady streak of just either wins or top eights? Do you know the tournament where it just clicked and you started putting it all together?
I guess SmashCon, probably.
Okay.
Because I got ninth. And like I played Riddles. It was like a really close game 5 at Glassstalk, but barely. But and then I played Zombo for top 8. But the thing about that tournament was like, that was a tournament where like I read that book, The Inner Game of Tennis, and it helped my mentality so much. And that was a tournament where like I was focusing up. Like I was bot reviewing like, for every single match at tournament, I literally prepared for hours, for literal hours, for the matchups that I wasn't familiar with, like Olimar. And like I played Kendall, so I played like the Buzz and Trutana friendlies, and like just Pikachu. Like I had to play Esam, so I like looked at my Shiny Mark VODs and like all that stuff. And that's like one of the first times where I put like so much work into it, and I got ninth at like a P tier. Yeah. And so that was definitely the start of it. And then at Rising Grind, I got top 8, and then Big House was like a B plus, whatever. I took a top 8, and then top 8 Miami. And that, ever since then, I've just been doing the same thing over and over with the whole studying thing. Beat Leo, beat Riddles for the first time after I lost to him. And then what else did I beat? Cola, Zamba, after I lost to Zamba at SmashCon. Like, just
damn. You really
putting the work in.
Yeah, did you beat Mia?
I beat Mia at
Cirque.
Yeah, you beat me at Cirque.
The thing with Mia was like, I somehow found a way to essentially play him 3 times in 1 weekend, because I played him at Livitational, once again 5. I played him in doubles, which like, and you know, in doubles, it's always not singles, but there are some moments where like you're kind of playing someone one-on-one. And so I literally was last up with him in one of the games. And so I had experienced that. And then I feel like because of those sets, I was able to win the Cirque set. Like, and I just won 3-1. I was like, yeah. Because like, imagine like if I didn't play in that same weekend and people were just like, oh yeah, Mia just farmed him or something. I don't know. But it's, I got my chance, and now people don't have the chance to say that. So yeah.
Recently got a light win as well, which is huge. Oh, yeah. After, you know, because I called light out on a podcast when he said, I'll never lose a Shaq, and then the next week he lost it. I thought that was very amusing, not as like a bad
light
thing,
definitely said that something along the lines of like he could see himself losing to me, or didn't he say something along the lines of, you know, I'll
he said like he didn't say that he would never see himself losing to Shaq. He said that he was one of the people that respected you from the very beginning, but that's why he doesn't get nervous whenever he plays against you.
We never talk about him like in a bad manner or anything, because he's definitely come up to me like a few times and say like good job on the recent success and everything like that. And he's proud of me, and like he's always supports. So definitely like good guy. So yeah. So
yeah, Light, me and Light are the positive members of the podcast. It's Cosmos who's the negative.
Shut the fuck up.
Who's the negative?
You know what? I'm not gonna get into
it's
this.
It's the negative, you know, Nancy. It's because you have a supportive father figure in your life.
We gotta have good Mark cop, Phillips, bad cop. That's what we have to have. Oh my
God. We don't have supportive father figures in our lives, so sometimes we lash out.
No, I do.
Exactly. The Daddick talked. That's a great topic, actually. Daddick. This motherfucker, respectfully, sir, this motherfucker is awesome. I just want to say that out there. Any parent, parental figure who supports their kids' passions and hobbies like that, I think are awesome. So Daddick, a big fan of Daddick right there. So when it comes to your father, right, how important do you feel like he is to your tournament success? Because it feels like you guys have just an amazing relationship, and I love that.
Definitely kind of the reason I'm playing this game at all, because he's the only one that would be taking me, like, back in Smash 4 days, like, he was the only one taking me, always there, always driving me back, like, no complaints. Just, he saw I was doing good in school, and he was like, oh, you want to go to tournaments? Like, let's go. Simple as that. And like, just biggest supporter of all time. Like, nobody even comes close. Like, it's actually absurd. Watches all of my videos, everything that has my face in it or my name in it, watches it like multiple times. Always there when I'm achieving
in the chat different right things. Now.
Yeah.
Is he in the chat right now? Yo, what up, Daddick? What up, Daddick? Much love to you, bro. That's the homie right there.
He watches a lot of Smash content. He watches these podcasts all the time, like, no joke.
It's funny, because my mom actually watches a lot of Smash content too. Like, she has her favorite players. She's probably watching right now. What's up, mom? Because she's actually a really big fan. So I love that parents can get involved like that. So that's really good. That's good to know. So beyond that, though, you obviously mentioned the fact that, yo, like, I'm really good at school. I'm doing big things. Yeah, as talented as you are when it comes to Smash, I want to go a step further than Smash. I want to go beyond Smash. Shattuck, what do you want to do with your life? What are you going to do? When we talk about in 10 years from now, where are we going to see Shattuck?
So you want me as a 16-year-old to have an actual good response for you right
that's
now?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, I do. Yes, that's the amount of faith I have in your ability.
All right.
Naruto did it. Okage, nigga.
Okay, I wouldn't know about that. But look, man, I just want to do what I want to do in life. Like, I want to, whatever I choose, I just want to be happy. Like, which I guess it's everybody's answers, but I don't have like I want to go to college, but I'm not sure for what yet, truthfully. But I'm doing well in school, so I have a good chance to get into something that will actually support me in my career. But definitely don't have a solidified answer yet. I just want to do something that I enjoy, not just work for the rest of my life.
Okay, that's fair.
I think I'm doing good work progress to that.
Doing outstanding work. I mean, look, you're one of the people on the screen right now. Look, we're the only ones with sponsors. All right. Coming soon, Cosmos. We got you. Coming soon. Okay.
Coming soon.
Talk to me about Stride a little bit, because I kind of like Stride. There's some nice people. They seem like they're trying to invest a lot in the content game. How did that sponsorship come to be?
Literally, they just reached out to my dad and I, Twitter DMs, and we responded. And they turned out to be as big as they are, honestly. But Stride's awesome. I'm really happy to be a part of the team.
Okay. So that's the PC public answer. I'm going to bring something up, and I want to show you something, okay? All right. I want to show you something, because I might catch some flack for this, but that's okay. Let's see.
Also, they are like official. I think it's actually like my first like actual real org, like unironically, because they have like esports, like actual theme stuff, because I'd be taking my headshots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be paying for my travel and stuff like that. So shout out to them.
Now that's huge. I want to say that's huge, because let me tell you something. There's a lot of GarageBand sponsorships out there. And what do I mean by GarageBand? Anybody can start one up and they ain't doing shit. There's a lot of them out there. I'm glad Stride is not one of them. I never got that vibe. I've worked with them before on like an online Smash thing last year. It was a lot of fun. So shout outs to Stride. Okay. But I will give you a critique. Do you have the stream up? Can you see the stream?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the screen right now. I want to show you something. Okay. Do you see what this picture is? You see the picture up there?
Yeah, yeah.
My boy MVD, my boy Shattuck. We won Cirque. Nigga, we? We?
We?
No. Yeah. No, 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 no. We no, not doing no. that.
Yo, Mute got second. Mute got second.
Yeah, then Mute should be on the picture. Ain't no we. Ain't no we. No, 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 no.
Why the fuck did I put MVD on the first?
Ain't no we. Ain't no we.
They jumping MVD. No. Oh, my God.
I thought that was funny.
We a team out here. We a family out here. It's a us kind of thing. You know?
I like that. Y'all against the world.
We all win.
Okay. I like that. That's a good mentality to
be fair. To be fair, if Light wins a tournament, we say we won Genesis. So you know,
low key.
I'll give it up.
High key.
I'll give it up.
I do live vicariously.
If Leo wins, we say we all won Genesis. All right, because we're all rooting for Leo at this point.
Against the problems. Oh my God.
Exactly.
Do you as a solo main yourself? Do you have a critique going on Leo's character choices? What do you think? I mean, he just whipped out the Roy. Like, what's going on?
I actually got to play Leo's Roy in friendlies, and let me tell you, Leo is just so smart. Like, it's actually ridiculous how fast he adapts. Like, I've been playing other Roys, like Cola. I haven't played Goblin like forever, but like, it's just absurd. Like, the changes that he makes so fast, and the counterplay that he like puts in is so perfect.
It's
like
different.
It's really insane,
dude. Like, the way that he reacts to like weak hit. Mm-hmm. Moves.
Oh, I was like, how are you even doing that already? Like, I swear, like they'd be like struggling. But no, but it's really good. Okay, but overall, his character choices, he has such a wide variety of choices, and like sometimes he'd be choosing these characters against specific matchups. I'm just like, but why not this character? But I feel like you cannot convince that man of anything. I mean, I haven't tried, but I see him like other people try their best. Like, yo, you should go Joker, or you should maybe pull up the bike with their cord again. And he's just like, nah. But he plays what he chooses, so he's gonna do as well as he plays. But definitely just a great player, obviously. But some of the character choices be a little sus, must say. but he gets to play whatever he wants.
He does. He gets the job done. Like, much like yourself, I feel like this role that you've been on as of late, there's just no signs of it slowing down. Like, whenever I see Shattuck at a tournament, my expectations now. Or a minimum of a top four appearance. I don't care who's in attendance. Like, you could send your ass over to Japan, and I think you would handle business, okay? Because, you know, you are the best corn for the record, which you reestablished at Diamond Dust when you handily defeated Nao. Now, I know it must have been soul-crushing because I remember, like, at SmashCon, I remember the 5-0 beatdown. And then at Genesis, he gets you in the opener of the top eight, and then you spanked him at Diamond Dust, okay? Do you think the corn ditto has a lot of... It validates a lot on who is the best corn, or you just think straight up you're just a better player than Nao?
I think like it has like a small significance. Definitely like there's something there. Like, I mean, something. It's not everything though. It's just really weird to look at though, because how can I win so solidly one time and the other time just like I lost? But The matchup itself, it's obviously it's a ditto. I just really hate it. It's just actually so annoying to play against Corrin. Every time people, I ask Corrin, like, oh, you like this character? And like, no. I do not like playing against you, your character. Nothing. And I was like, all right, I guess. I actually see it. But in regards to, like, if it decides, like, who the better player is, a little bit. But I think one of us is the better player. Y'all can decide who that is.
It's you.
One of us has been playing longer than the other. There's a factor for that. But also just like along with like who gets the better results.
Okay. I like Nao. I got nothing against Nao, but I'm Team Shattuck because I think Shattuck is automatic. You know what I'm saying? He gonna show up and gonna do what he does.
Nao cool
consistently.
Though.
Nao is cool. We got no beef with Nao. Don't tell your people, don't send your people over here. We cool. It's all love over here, man. We ain't bringing the drama or nothing like that, but you definitely bring the results. I do got one more thing to ask you before you get up out of here, because we do appreciate you, of course, lending us your time. Okay. So if we can't get a showdown between you and Cosmos in bracket, like the next couple of tournaments or whatever, okay, can we agree a first to five between Cosmos and Shattuck? Can we make that happen?
As long as it's not online.
No, it won't be online. No. I'll bring the equipment. I'll organize it myself. The Lights Out Invitational. Shattuck, Cosmos, first to five. Could we make that happen? Would you got who would be willing?
I'd do it. Frame one.
You're down?
Yeah.
I would do it. Okay. I would go quarantine if I had to.
Stop with this. Okay. Stop with this. You don't even play the character.
Make it easier.
I do.
Who's gonna win?
Yo, what's up?
I said, who's gonna win?
Yeah.
He's asking you.
I'm asking both of you.
We both want to know the answer.
He's asking both of us. Oh, yeah. We both know the answer. It's me.
I'm gonna let the game decide. Don't worry.
I am eager to see this showdown. I hope it happens in tournament, but if it doesn't, for the people, we gotta definitely make it happen regardless.
This is your plan all along, huh?
Yeah, come on, man. You know, I'm always pulling them strings.
All in all, jokes aside, I am really happy for you. Like, I am very happy that you've been doing very well recently because I know that you've been very motivated, even like back in Smash 4. You would ask me questions sometimes and like I would help you and everything. So to see you come this far, even from back then, and not giving up, that is very biblical to see. So I really am happy for you. I will formally apologize to you. I will formally apologize that you will not be able to be the OG like me. But you know what? Maybe one day in the future you can get close.
Sit down in your seat, Jim.
Down, please. Oh god, all right, I sure, whatever, you know, I never expect an apology for nothing, but I'll take it, I guess. But I don't know, keep doing
God's work because you're doing great, and I always love watching you play. It's always a treat.
All right, thank you.
There we go. Let's end on some positivity. I love it. Where is your next event going to be, Shattuck? Where are the people going to get able to see you compete next?
Something that I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say yet.
Well, you're going an invitation, kind of right?
Yeah.
Look, I'm just gonna be honest. At this point, I didn't leak.
You already leaked light.
I already leaked light. If you're on the podcast and you're going to an invitation, I'm just leaking it. Okay, light's going, chat is going. That's it. Lips are sealed for the rest of the lineup. I'll leave it at that. But yes, that'll be exciting to see. I know you never got to go to a summit, so I think
I'm so sad about that. Was actually one of my definitely goals for like Smash.
Hey, we got Watch. We got
for one.
We got Watch the Throne now, brother. We got Watch the Throne now. You good? We got you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We got some good things for Watch the Throne too. So we'll definitely make it happen. But thank you so much for joining us, Shattuck. 10 out of 10 interview. Thanks 10 out of 10 player. Here. No, man, that's it's all love, man. Tell and shout yourself out, man. Where can they find you?
YouTube and Twitter at Shattuck_, Twitch Shattuck, and I also gotta shout out my sponsor. Definitely, they have their own podcast, which they might be doing after this. Actually, Twitch is like Shattuck esports_Stride, along with their Twitter, and YouTube is like Stride.GG, where they post like the vlogs, which are like really cool because you get to like see what the players are up to outside of the bracket, which is really cool. And also their website Stride.GG, get merch. Use code Shattuck10 for 10% off your purchase.
Why not? Yeah. No doubt about it. I will be putting links to everything below in the description. So I got you, my man. Thank you so much for joining us, Shattuck. It was a pleasure.
No problem. See ya.
Peace.
All respect. All love. All love.
All love. All love.
All love. All love.
That was the homie right there, Shattuck. 10 out of 10.
I love Shattuck.
Shattuck's cool, man.
So fun to talk to.
He's cool, man. He's a cool.
I didn't know he was that fun to talk to.
Yeah, he's a funny kid, man. You know, he's 16. He's a young buck, and he holds it down in bracket and clearly can hold it down on the podcast. We get a little extra around here, and he wasn't having any issues. Last kind of couple points of order. I know he was mentioning. He mentioned Leo's Roy, which I thought was cool. I wanted to get your thoughts on Leo's Roy, because I know you lost to Leo's Roy for ninth place at Diamond Dust. What is it about this guy and just having to face him and his multitude of wacky ass characters? What is it?
I don't know, man. Like, everything aside, his Roy, first of all, playing against me specifically, it's definitely one of the reasons why Spargo would never play against him as Aegis again, because of that one time where he won Joker and he were reverse 3-0'd as Aegis with Joker. He plays a character, he practices against a character, and he just really knows how to fight against store characters. So to play against Leo, that against a store character that he plays, is already difficult enough. And then having to play against a sword character that he also practices against also gets really difficult, because I think he also, I forgot who it was, somebody that I played at Smash World Tour, I don't remember his name, but he played Aegis, and I know it was one of Leo's practice partners at some point, so he's very, very well-versed of the in and outs of Aegis. But his Roy was, there was something about it where his, like, tempo was shifting back and forth. He knows, because most Roy's play just really fast, hyper aggro, try to mash on you because a lot of their stuff is safe on shield and just pressure you over and over again. But he was willing, Cloudy, that's the name, thank you. But yeah, he was willing to, like, take a step and just wait for a second and just watch what I'm doing. And obviously I'm used to playing against other Roy's where they just run at you, so I'm just running away and try to whip punish them. But I would run back and he would just stand there, and it was just shocking that that scenario happened at all against any Roy player. That's never happened to me. But that, and just his mastery and knowledge of playing sword characters in general, it's like it doesn't matter if the character's fast or slow, or the sword is small, or the sword's huge, or it doesn't matter if he's playing Sephiroth or he's playing Meta Knight with a small ass sword. If the character has a sword, he's going to be one of the best players in the world with that character. Doesn't matter what the properties of the sword are, I've never played a Roy player that would react off Sour Spot back air and just see it and dash at me and forward smash. And like, I could see the split second that he's waiting to know that it's not just he's doing it and guessing. He's actually seeing it, yeah, and reacting to it. That's insane. He hit me with that at like 45 and I died. So whenever you get stuff like that, it's going to be really easy for you to get huge leads or make a comeback. And it's like, you're never out of the game at that point. There is that one game where he was playing against Shiny Mark. He obviously lost to Shiny Mark, but Shiny Mark was three stocking him, and then he just was bringing it back. He brought it back to the last hit because he was just able to kill him early, yep, at any point. And he has really strong combos, really good combos, really good advantage state. It's just, if you put a sword on a character and give it to Leo, Leo's going to know how to play that character within a couple hours. That's just how it feels at this point.
It's hard to disagree with that. And I mean, again, just somebody who just constantly reinvents himself. He says he's going to keep playing Roy, so I'm excited to see where that goes.
Should.
Where that goes for sure. Don't drop the Joker. Make sure you always got that Joker on tuck. But there's a couple, there's some crazy things that could come out of that, man. Because we definitely, you know, we got Cola for sure, but we need like another insane Roy.
That might be also why he started playing Roy, because of what Cola did to him at Collision.
Cola
probably
did,
saw him and was, yeah, like, I'm better than you.
He did finally get that W on Leia, which I know he was happy about. So. But I know I'm happy about this episode. It was a great one for sure. I mean, we had Light make an appearance to give his rundown, which was cool. We had Shattuck come on, and just talking to him was a treat. And of course, we had all of you, our lovely audience. And of course, the only thing I have to ask of you guys is make sure you are liking, commenting, and subscribed to the channel. Check out the Prize Picks apps. You can just download it, sign up, and put our code in. You don't have to deposit anything, but even just doing that does a lot. And check out Advanced GG as well for some delicious flavors for your drinking appetite, and just some really general good products as well. You can use the code Lights Out to get 10% on your code at checkout. You know what I'm saying? And we are funneling all this in to the Light Fund to help him get an apartment as soon as possible. So your support means the world and to me. Us. Well, you have a basement now. You're good.
It's not mine.
Yeah, but you're there.
I'm gonna have to leave soon.
Oh, well, soon ain't now. So we're going to, we'll leave it at that, actually. This has been Lights Out episode 52. We'll be back next week for another banger. And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So take care, everybody. Subscribe. You know the vibes. Peace.
See ya.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.